This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
Welcome to The Shade, where shading has never been
shadier.
Shadier. Yes. This is The Shade on Active FM.
Yay! Yeah.
Right. And today we have a shady show prepared just for you.
Yes.
By us, Thabo.
Sash.
Yes. I was telling them who us is. By yours truly.
Yes. Yes.
So we have another shady show, and let us get right into it, right?
Right.
So the next victim of the shade is the cave.
The cave.
The cave.
Oh.
I feel like we should have shaded their name. Like
the cave.
The cave.
What?
What the hell, man?
Why?
So apparently, and you'll see why I'm saying apparently in just a few moments, but apparently this is a guy's show. So you know, like you have All Things Girls on Active FM, which is for the girls.
Just for girls, yeah.
Yeah. You've listened to it and not by choice, because we shaded it, yes. So this show is an all guys show. I personally have never listened to it before. I don't know if you have, Thabo.
No, I have. Of course I have.
Because you're a guy.
I'm a guy.
Right.
I'm saying. Yeah.
So if you're a guy, you need to listen to the show.
Check it out. Just not this one.
Apparently that the in inverted commas, this show is an all guys show. So we have two of the DJs with us, and they're very interesting names. We have DJ Cave himself, and then we have DJ Stone.
So I feel like, you know, this is the names, you know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe because there's stones in a cave.
Right. I feel like that's the only reason.
That's pretty much it. All we have to say.
Yeah. So what we got coming up is we have chosen some segments from the show that we think are extremely shady.
Yes.
Extremely shade worthy, that need to be shaded.
People need to see and hear.
Right. Witness the shade that happened. And then we have one of the DJs ask something on the show or make a statement. But in the statement, he was asking for it, man. He literally was asking for it. And so we have prepared
something.
Something for him.
That he was asking for.
That he was asking for.
Yes.
I don't know if he realized we would hear that. I don't think he did, because otherwise I don't think he would have said that. Maybe he did say it in hope that the shade would hear. Well, we have heard.
We have heard,
and we are answering in the show.
We shall answer your
prayers. We shall answer. Yes. Yeah. So let's get right into it. This is the intro, as in not their intro, the actual intro to the show of the cave.
Oh, no. Not a slumber party.
This is a guy's chill out right here on the cave.
So we listened to this intro,
yeah,
and then we listened to it again, and then we listened to it again. And I don't know if you could hear, but there was a little bit of confusion,
yes,
in this intro,
yeah.
So I hear this is not a slumber party. That is loud and clear.
Clear.
Which is clever.
Yes.
Because, you know, girls, you know, normally do slumber parties. Even though, do you know, I've actually never done a slumber party.
You haven't?
No.
Neither have I.
Yeah. Well, that would be weird. You're a guy.
Clarify.
All right. Thank you, Thabo, for that clarification. But then they say something.
Something with the...
We can't make it out.
Yes.
So we have taken it upon ourselves
to try and...
translate.
Yes.
Or what's the word?
Reveal to the people.
Yes. To try and figure out.
Yes.
What figure they're out. Saying.
Yes.
So let's have a listen to that one more time.
Oh no. It's not a slumber party.
This is a guy's chill out right here on the cave.
All right. I feel like it's something along the lines of, this is not a slumber party. It's a fly snot.
Okay.
doesn't make any sense. Which doesn't make any sense because I personally don't. Do flies even have mucus? I don't think they do.
I don't know why they said that.
Like, I've never seen a fly blowing his nose as he like flies past me like.
I don't know why the cave shows.
And yeah, oh wait, but the cave, you know, like maybe there's probably flies in caves.
No, there are.
Right?
There are flies.
So it could be that, like this possibility, but I don't know why the fly has snot.
Maybe that's how the flies
maybe it's
are
a sick fly.
In the cave, you know?
You know, oh, with like COVID and everything. Maybe
yes.
They adapted it now for the whole pandemic. Because, you know, flies are, and they do say flies are, you know what? Do you know flies die 24 hours? They live 24 hours and they're dead.
No. No.
So maybe they're recognizing all the flies out there that are going to die today.
Man.
Yes.
So at least we know the cave show cares about flies.
Right. Cares about flies.
Or,
you know, Tabo, did you figure out a translation for that one?
No, that was it.
That was it.
I also heard flies snot. I promise you, that's what I heard. I thought I was alone. But I realized that I'm not alone.
But what if it's not that? What if it means something else?
No.
Do you think that's it?
It sounds like flies not. It does.
Yeah, all right, so the cave can respond to us if we have translated your intro incorrectly. Then you need to make it clearer, man. Because what are us poor people out there who are just listening to the radio supposed to hear?
Whew.
Yeah, but I think we translated it well.
Yeah,
definitely.
Accurate translation.
All right.
Thank us.
They should thank us.
They should thank
us. We have done a great service to all the cave listeners out there who never knew what was being said.
Yes, we clarified.
We have clarified that right up.
Now you know.
Now you know, yes. All right, now, this segment was quite funny for two reasons. I think we should play it. And then we shall explain. We shall shade.
Yes.
Shade the segment. So here we go.
Yeah. This is your boy DJ Cave, and we're back for another episode. Obviously, besides me is
the one, the only, the name you can trust. You put it in water, guess what, man?
He will not rust.
It will not rust.
Yes.
DJ Stones. Because, you know, if you put a stone in water, I've not seen a stone rust.
I must say, we had quite some interesting weather on, you know, Tuesday. I don't know what happened. DJ Cave had a no, you know, shaving of hair policy, but
guess what? Why are you thinking about yourself in third person?
No, as in, I don't know, it's just something that I do sometimes. Yeah, but I had a no shaving hair policy, especially during winter, and I decided, you know what, my hair has been bad for so long. What made me realize it is that I saw myself, like, on camera, like, you know, on stream for, like, our services and stuff, and I was like, damn, my hair's, like, really big, but it was messy, so I was like, I might as well just get a haircut.
And no Leon. Get it, was messy, but no
what?
Leon. Thank
you. Whoa, hold up. Can we please note how DJ Cave just, like, completely moved on
after such an intro?
Like, he didn't even take note of what DJ Stone was saying. He just blew him off. Can we please listen
completely,
to that again?
Completely.
That was blowing off. To the greatest degree.
Because, you know, if you put a stone in water, I've not seen a stone rust.
I must say, we had quite some interesting weather on, you know.
So here DJ Stone is talking about how brilliant his name is. And DJ Cave moves on to the weather.
And the worst part is that he was listening the whole time.
Yeah.
So he kept quiet, listened to the entire
sentence.
/ intro.
Pouring out of a heart. And then just moves on.
Moves on.
Straight to the weather.
I must say that.
But, you know, maybe it's got something. Maybe there's good reason to it.
To him blowing the heck out of DJ Stone.
I don't know. I'm assuming. Okay. Let's hear what he says next.
I must say, we had quite some interesting weather on, you know, Tuesday. I don't know what happened. DJ Cave had a no, you know, shaving of hair policy, but
why are you thinking about yourself in third person?
No, as in, I don't know, it's just something that I do sometimes. Yeah, but I had a no shaving hair policy, especially during winter, and I decided, you know what, my hair has been bad for so long. What made me realize it is that I saw myself, like, on camera, like, you know, on stream for, like our services and stuff. And I was like, damn, my hair's like really big, but it was messy. So I was like, I might as well just get a haircut.
And no Leon. It was messy, but no Leon. Thank you.
I have one question.
What is that question?
I thought this was a guy's show. How did we get here? First of all, from the weather to cutting his hair. And then he refers to himself in the third person. Like, that's just whack. And then he's like saying, I didn't realize how bad my hair looked until I saw myself on camera. Are you a girl?
Like, come on, bro.
Like, I thought this was supposed to be a guy's show. Like, how do you feel, Tabo, as a guy? Do you appreciate the conversation that is taking place?
No, I do not. DJ Cave.
Like
DJ Cave. Come on, man. Come on. So you see, now this is what Sashi thinks now. She thinks guys' shows, we speak about hair and stuff like that.
And looking at yourself on camera.
But we don't.
And weather.
Come on, DJ.
But Kev. No, but you can't say we don't because it's been done. It's in the records. It's in the history books.
No.
We have a case. Yes, not no. Not no. Yes.
Okay, we do. But it's not.
So, the cave, like we have a thing called chicanery on the shade, which basically means trickery. And you know, we might do a show on you once. We might create open a case of chicanery because what is this?
What is this?
Are you guys girls?
What is
no yes, way. I am asking. I am shading your show because in the first 2 minutes of the show, the conversation that takes place is extremely girly.
Straight to hair. And you said this is not a slumber party.
And you said it.
So you've lied as well.
What about the fly snot? That what happened to the fly snot? Like.
Come on, DJ Cave.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Please do not push us to give you your first ever
chicanery case.
Yes.
Yes. We don't want to do it. But if this happens again, we will. This is a warning.
We will.
Mm-hmm. All right, next segment.
Like the struggle that we go through. I wonder how ladies that cut their hair feel after cutting their hair and realize that you actually get cold.
I'll never know.
What is happening? The hair talk continues. Now they're even wondering what ladies, when they... Why are you asking that question? This is a guy's show. What guy cares about when a lady cuts her hair? In fact, most guys don't even notice when a lady cuts her hair. Husbands get into trouble because they paid for it and they didn't even notice it. Like, a husband becomes good when he starts noticing that the hair has been done. My dad, I love him to bits, but I cut my hair short. And like a month later, he was like, wait, did you cut your hair? And I was you noticed a month later? You can't. It doesn't count anymore. Why are we wondering such things? What is going on?
The guys are giving guys a bad name.
Definitely. The cave, this is disgusting.
It is.
And by the way, generally girls don't cut their hair that short that they feel the cold. I'm just saying.
And why are you thinking that? That's the question.
So now the whole show, so moving now on from here, luckily they didn't stay on their girly tip the whole show. But the whole show was about success or the future. And basically they were speaking about how in the future they want success. So then they both asked each other the question, what is success? And they got in this whole discussion about success, right?
Yeah.
And then this little maths problem comes up halfway through the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's listen to the numbers. Let the numbers talk for themselves.
People think that, you know, when I have a lot of money, and like I mentioned earlier when I was joking around House on the Hills, which, by the way, you should dream of having a house on the hills. But then people think once I have a house on the hills and a Lamborghini or two Lamborghinis in my 6-car garage, then I've made it.
All right. So we got two Lamborghinis in a 6-car garage. So there's 6 cars and 2 of them are Lamborghinis, right? Is that what we're taking it as? Or is it that there's 4 places open and there's only 2 cars?
I think that's what I was trying to say.
That's not success.
No,
that's
not.
Failure.
That's failure.
That is failure. All right. Then we continue. The maths gets worse.
And that's actually not it, because hence you get people who have, you know, 12 cars and they only have a 6-car garage.
Whoa, now we have a 6-car garage.
So it gets worse.
But now there's 12 cars. But that's also failure. How could you fail to not provide the garage for your cars? If you have the money to buy them, why the... Maybe you should have only bought 10 and used the other money for the 2 to build enough.
Extend your garage.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like, now you have cars out there getting hail damage. You know, they feel left out, rusting. You know, anything could happen. A squirrel could fall on it and start scratching it. You know, someone could, like, die because they by mistake walked. Okay, that's a bit dramatic. But now, this isn't success, people.
No, it's not.
This is failure.
It is.
And then the numbers get a little bit more interesting.
For real.
And they're depressed.
Yes.
So,
they have 11 cars and a 12 car garage. life sucks, you know.
Yeah.
Where's my 12th car? Yes, yeah. I feel you. I understand.
You feel him?
You feel him?
So you know what it feels like to have a 12-car garage, but you only have 11 cars, Mr. GJ Stone?
I don't think.
I don't even know you have your license yet.
What are you?
I'm sorry. This is the shade at the end of the day.
So never mind your license, Stone. Right? You got 11 cars and a 12-car garage.
That's not you. What do you mean you understand them? You don't understand them.
I don't even have a
garage. This maths is completely off. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Chicanery at its best.
At its best. You know what? Maybe we should just turn the show into Chicanery Case 2. Because we already have Case 1. But this is shocking. What is happening here, man? And they're supposed to be talking about success, but they have failed in maths. They have failed in understanding. They have failed at describing success. They have failed.
Failed at recognizing the amount of success that they have.
They
lied to us.
They're telling us they understand problems that they have no idea. No idea at all.
Nothing.
At least I got the Lamborghinis right.
At least they got the name right. They didn't say Lamborghini or something. I don't know.
Okay. So last segment that we're going to shade.
Whew.
And then we're going to show you what DJ Cave is asking for.
The big reveal.
So stay tuned. But here we go. Last segment.
No, well, there's a science for it, you know. if you keep a money inside a closed space for long.
Whoa. Hey. Tabo spotted this one.
Mm.
Tabo, tell us what was wrong with what just was said.
I came upon an interesting phrase.
Very interesting one.
Where he was, I don't know what he was trying to say. I think he was trying to say, when you come across money.
Yes.
But he decided that, no, I'm going to add something before the word money.
Buddy.
And this is it.
Listen up.
No, well, there's a science for it, you know. if you keep a money inside.
Hey!
A money.
Hey.
How much is a money exactly? Is it like
I don't know.
One note, one coin?
A money.
Is it like a rounded up figure? A money. When you keep a money.
So not only.
No, but that's not the. So that was funny, right? But then this made it worse, right?
Yes.
So you say a money, and then you say this. Listen to what he says next.
It's for long enough.
Yeah.
The centrifugal force.
Hey. Whoa! The what force?
The what?
The centrifugal.
So, DJ Stone, you can't even say money right.
But then you want to go off and venture
on
some other fancy words after saying a money.
So the numbers
were wrong.
The grammar
is wrong.
And the knowledge of the word.
Okay, but that's not the. This is the funny. So that's funny, right?
Oh,
but then listen.
So we have more.
Mm-hmm. So now we're going to play the full sentence to basically. Because we're like, wait, what? We're lost. We're lost right now. So what is he trying to say?
No, well, there's a science for it, you know. if you keep a money inside a closed space for long enough, the centrifugal force begins to. Evaluate as the motion inside each molecule shakes until it becomes.
Hey!
What?
Yeah.
The molecule shakes until it becomes nothing.
Mm.
That was not scientific.
Mm.
That was economic.
That is not scientific.
Why are you bringing
proven.
Science into... And basically, Tabo, please translate what he was just trying to tell us listeners.
I think DJ Stone was trying to explain to us how money disappears in the political places.
No, man, you're making it complicated. He's trying to say that if you keep money in a set place.
In a closed.
Closed set place where there's no interest earned, nothing.
Yes.
Then it will eventually disappear because you'll just keep taking from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
In a money.
In
so
a money.
So if you keep a money. Yeah, but this has been an interesting show. We've gone from maths to grammar to science when it's supposed to be economics and business.
Cutting hair.
This is crazy. This is crazy. The shade. But now is the time to move on to what DJ Cave is asking for. And he asked for it.
Demanded.
He literally begged us to shade him here. Right? So this is On The Cave. what he asks.
Bro, so like, I don't know. There's no question that you can throw at me that I won't answer.
Let's go.
What? Yay. There is no question you can throw at me that I
cannot
answer.
Hmm.
All right.
Oh.
So we decided to take up that challenge.
Yes.
And we're about to do background check.
You asked for it.
You asked for it and it's coming. So here we go. And so, Mr. Cave himself, DJ Cave himself, has asked for it. Do you know what you did on your last show?
Wow. I'm not sure how to answer that question.
You, my friend, and I quote, you said, colon, open commas. You said there is no question that you cannot answer.
Ah.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Okay, so.
And that, my friend, was your biggest mistake.
Did you like actually listen to the follow-up statement after that?
No. We are going based on that statement. So based on that statement, we have prepared something that we call on the shade background check, which basically is 9 questions that we are going to ask you that you have to answer. You have to answer them and you have to be brutally honest.
But my friend,
okay.
According to your last show, what you said, that shouldn't be a problem. You know, since you can answer any question.
I mean, of course it shouldn't be a problem. Like I said, there's no question that I can't answer because I answer any question, even if the answer is wrong. So I still stand by that statement.
In that case, question number one.
No, wait. You have to be honest. You can't answer them incorrectly. This is background check. The rules of background check are as followed. And because you are an Active FM presenter, you have to follow background check.
Yeah.
Question number one. What is your favorite Active FM show?
My favorite Active FM show.
Besides The Cave, besides any show that you're in, you cannot say your own
show. How many shows am I in?
You're in 2. You're in Active Surge and The Cave.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we know.
It's definitely not The Shade.
Sorry, can you please answer our questions correctly? We said, what is your favorite Active FM show? Not what is definitely not your favorite Active FM show.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, my favorite Active FM show. I'm trying to think of which one I prefer the most because, yeah, Active FM, obviously, we know that it has
just
a whole
lot. Just say the answer, brah.
I'm trying to think. Yo, we have a lot of good shows, guys. Come
on. Think faster. Go. This is background check.
Sure. Okay, my favorite show is... this is going to be actually awkward.
I can't say it.
My favorite show is... Guys, I don't have a favorite show.
You just took... This is... I'm speechless. I'm actually... You're making The Shade angry.
Okay. I'm just going to random pick my favorite show.
What is your favorite show? You said this is going to be awkward, which means you had a show in mind and you have to say it. Now say it. Spit it out now.
Okay. I'm going to go with The Mode.
All right, it's getting shady up in here. All right, question number 2. What was the last thing you searched for on your phone? What was the
last thing I searched for?
Hopefully it wasn't for the latest fashion in sweaters.
No, I don't. I don't actually search for fashion often. I just go on Pinterest and look at a couple of nice things.
So what was the last thing you searched?
The last thing I searched, mm-hmm. Well, if I have to answer that honestly, I'll have to go to my
browser. Go to it. Go.
Okay.
We shall move on to the next question while you search for what you searched.
Yeah.
Okay, third question. After you've dropped a piece of food, what's the longest time you've left it on the ground and then ate it?
Sure. It can't be anything longer than 5 seconds.
Answer the question.
I think about 5 seconds.
So you have a 5-second rule?
Not necessarily.
So
well, you can say that, but then as if something drops, like either I won't eat it or I'll pick it up like as quick as possible. Like while it's falling, I'm trying to catch it.
Okay. So you eat food that you dropped, basically.
But like it depends also where the food dropped. I'm not just going to pick up like food anyway.
But the longest time. Is 5 seconds
the longest time? Yeah, I think 5 seconds.
All right. Have you found what you searched for last, or shall we move on to the next question?
I'm seeing inbox from Gmail and stuff, so I'm kind of confused. And then after that is Pastor Pro. So I'm not sure if this is my actual... Yeah, according to my browsing data, it shows me my email.
Wow. The last thing you searched on Google was emails.
Like, okay, let me have a look. I don't think I'm looking properly.
Okay, while you're looking properly. Next question. Of the people in this background check interview, in other words, between Thabo and myself, who do you want to trade lives with?
Who do I want to shade?
Trade.
Trade.
Trade lives with.
Trade as in...
Swap.
Like, can you elaborate? I'm kind of confused.
As in, if you had to choose my life or Thabo's life, which one would you pick? Yes.
Wow, that's an interesting question, actually. As much as I would like to know how a woman's life is, it kind of freaks me out, but probably, yeah, because I've never been a woman, I think I would go with yours.
With mine?
Yes.
Do you know that this is the second time on Background Check that two people have chosen me? I'm sorry, Thabo. How do you feel, Thabo?
Sorry.
This has nothing to do with...
Like, DJ Cave, wait. So, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
In your show, you talk about hair. The show we listened to, right?
You
talk about hair. Your favorite Active FM show is The Mode. Plus, you wanna... Plus, you choose Sesh.
So, what are you talking about when you... What are you talking about when you say we talk about hair?
We're just putting together the blocks here. We're just taking the pieces. This is Background Check. This is the whole point of Background Check.
Yeah.
Are you sure the last thing you searched wasn't the latest hair product?
No, I don't actually search for a hair product.
All right. Search,
yeah, like if I need a hair product, I just go buy it at the shop. Why search for it?
Okay, cool. Next question.
Yeah.
Do you sing in the shower?
Do I sing in the shower?
Yes.
I've done that a couple of times. It's not something that I do regularly. But
Yes or no?
Well, if I have to base it on the amount of times I do it, no.
This guy!
You do it.
Like, I've done it, like, if, for example...
So the answer is yes. Do you sing in the shower? Yes, he does. Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Cave sings in the shower.
I sing.
Next question. How would you rate your looks? And you have to do this. From a scale of 1 to 10. On a scale from 1 to 10.
How do I rate my looks?
1 being completely disgustingly ugly, 10 being the hottest thing on earth. How would you rate your looks?
Well, Sesh, you're a woman, so what do you think?
This is not my background check. This is your background check. The question is, how would you rate yourself from 1 to 10?
Sure. So you said from either the most disgusting thing to?
To absolutely gorgeous. That's 10. 10 is like, yes.
I'm gonna go with absolutely gorgeous. I think I'm dripping sugar.
So, ladies and gentlemen, he talks about hair. He wants to trade lives with a woman. He's dripping with sugar. Plus, his favorite show is The Mode. Next question.
Okay, by the way, I found what I last searched for. I don't know if you guys are still interested.
We are interested, yes.
So my last search was how to get rid of malware on your phone.
That is an interesting topic.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. What is the last thing you texted?
The last thing I text?
Yes.
What is the last message that you sent? What does it say?
It says
read
cool.
It out.
The last message I sent, actually, it was not that. The last message I remember sending was to one of my friends. So I was like, I see you came to work today. We don't work together, by the way, but we work like in the same vicinity, if I can say.
Is this friend a girl or a guy?
No, it's a guy.
So you're asking guys?
This guy works at an IT company, so yeah.
I see. Did he reply?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, we'll just move right along. Now, second last question. What is the most illegal thing you have ever done?
Ah, come on.
Ah. That reaction.
No. Is there any, like, does this question even make sense? What is the most illegal thing? Everything illegal is illegal. There's no most.
What is the most illegal thing you've ever done? The baddest thing?
So, in your opinion, what is, like, wait, that makes it sound like you've done a whole lot of illegal things.
Not a whole lot, but I have a couple.
A couple. All right. So out of all of those things, what is the worst?
Guys, how can you make me look so bad on your show? Like, I understand
we're
this
just
is the
doing
shade.
Our job of shading.
But
that is
guys,
all.
you can't talk about
and
illegal things
let
now.
Let us not forget, DJ Cave, did you not ask for this?
No, I didn't ask for it.
We have proof. We have the recording. It played earlier on in our show. We have verbal
You have
proof
of a statement that I made in my show, but I never asked you guys to...
Don't ask for it if you don't want it. Plain and simple. Now answer the question. What is the most illegal thing you have ever done?
So, yeah, I don't know. I think the most illegal thing that I can remember doing was probably like pirating stuff.
What?
Yep.
What was this thing that you pirated? Was it not Active FM shows? Because we shall sue you.
No, I cannot pirate Active FM shows, man. Come on, I'm pirate of Active FM.
Well, also because they're free, so technically I don't think it counts.
That's also very true, Sashi.
All right, last question. Hit him, Tabo.
Come on, how can this be the last question? This is getting so fun.
Last question. If you were allowed to marry more than one person, would you? And if you would, who would you choose to marry?
Okay, if I would. So, yes, I would marry one woman.
Ah! Oh, wait, no, wait. What? You'd marry how? One woman?
One woman.
So, not many women?
No. That's too many emotions to handle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason. Otherwise, you would...
Why many women, though? I don't see...
As in, if you were allowed to marry more than one person. Doesn't have to be, like, a lot. But like,
nah, I feel like that's a lot. I think one woman is perfect for me.
Perfect. I like his wording there. You saved yourself there. If you had said one woman is enough, every woman everywhere... would have...
No, one woman is perfect. Just one woman.
So one. He ended off background check nicely. He got through it.
Okay, no, it's fine. No, it's fine.
Tabo says it's fine.
Just wondering, who would you choose to marry?
That's not part of your question.
It was, who would you choose to marry?
Well, what if the person is not someone that you know? Does it still count?
Yes.
I'm waiting for God, guys. I don't know. There's people that I like, but then I don't know if I would like to marry them, so I'm not gonna make that option.
Okay, so if you were to get married,
yeah,
what do you think your wife's name would be?
Sure. I don't know. Is that a trick question?
What would you like your wife's name to be?
I don't know. Anything nice, as long as it's a name. I mean, does that even matter?
When you picture your wife, what's her name?
Ah, wow. Okay. When I picture my wife.
I feel like you're picturing her right now.
Yeah, I have to picture her. Otherwise, I can't think of a name because like you guys are putting me on the spot. And like I said, there's no question that I can't answer.
Just say the first name that pops in your head when you see her.
I don't know why. I just thought of a name like Alexa or something.
Alexa!
Yeah.
That is deep. So if there are any Alexas out there, DJ Cave is your man. Well, only one of you, because he doesn't want to marry all of you. Sorry.
Yes.
Thank you so much, DJ Cave. We appreciate your time. And just beware, if you ask for anything, the shade is here, and we will find it. And we will shade you.
I look forward to answering more questions, because I just enjoy your time.
But I hope you have learned your lesson, my friend. You don't just go saying around things like that. Because you will be punished.
Well, like I said, there's no question that I can't answer. I mean, I answered all of your questions, didn't I?
Oh. I feel like next time we must hit him with the cringe. Do you know what the cringe is, DJ Cave?
Okay, so can you please elaborate? Like, I want to know what's the cringe.
No, go watch our show. Go listen to the Shade Archives and you shall find your answer.
Wow, so, okay, in that case, I'm not guaranteeing you anything, but yeah.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Background Check with DJ Cave himself.
And so that was the Background Check.
The Background Check.
And we have delivered.
We have delivered.
We have conquered.
We have shaded.
Assassinated.
Today was shady, eh?
No.
Like, today I felt it. Today we didn't hold back on the shade.
Released.
Sorry, The Cave. We never. Apologize. But you've got to watch what you say, man. Yes. You can't just be out just speaking whatever comes to mind.
Otherwise, The Cave will be full of shade.
And the flies with their snot.
Like an actual cave. A cave is full of shade.
Full of shade. Actually, yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Very nice analogy there.
Yeah.
But if you want to find out more about Active FM, you can go check us out, or you can contact us on all of our social media platforms. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab, Reddit. We have an amazing website, www.activefm.co.za, and we are on WhatsApp. So you WhatsApp us, you send us voice notes, you tell us who you want us to shade, who you want us to do a background check on, who you want us to cringe, who you want us to shade you, Kate, who you want us to create a case for chicanery. You tell us. On our WhatsApp, you can go check out all our social media pages. You can find the WhatsApp number there. Yeah, so that's us on social media.
You can also catch us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify. YouTube.
Yes.
Everything.
Everywhere. Yeah. So this has been
The Shade.
The Shade on Active FM with yours truly, Thabo and Sesh.
Yes.
We are signing out, and we will see you next week for another shady episode
of
The Shade. Peace out.
Jars carrying treasure, revealing extraordinary power, opening ourselves up to the truth, brilliant light piercing through the darkness. Pressed on every side, but not crushed, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. Press on every side but not crush, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. Not always sure what to do, but quitting aims an option. Knock down but the light is never out. Persecuted but never forsaken. So no, we're never giving up. Our inner being is being renewed every day. Difficulty producing the substance for a glory beyond comparison. Press on every side but not crushed. No, we strive for eternity. Trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. Press on every side but not crushed, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. On the scene, but the unseen.
not distracted by slight short-lived troubles, no we endure. I will focus on the King of Kings, 'cause he loves me. I'll focus on his mercies, 'cause he leads me. I'll focus on his healing power, 'cause he's got me. I'll focus on his provision, 'cause he feeds me. I'll focus on his victory. He already set me free. Press on every side, but not crushed. No, no, we strive for return. Trust not what we see, the resurrection.